There's one thing we love to hear from governments, any governments, and that's that term tax cut. And there is on the table at the moment the idea of some middle income tax cuts, which again, most people are thinking, goody, 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 that sounds fantastic. But as Danielle Wood from the Grattan Institute will tell us, maybe not all is what it seems. And I guess, Danielle, let's start by having a look at what is actually being proposed by the government in terms of tax cuts.
Well, we're actually pretty short on detail at the moment, to be honest.
So Malcolm Turnbull, thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Yeah, so Malcolm Turnbull last week sort of floated this idea of middle-income tax cuts. He hasn't been specific about, which tax brackets or how big those cuts will be. So at the moment, we're just sort of speculating about what those might look like.
Okay, so I guess generally speaking, what does constitute, in terms of what you earn, what does constitute middle class then?
So median income around sort of 60,000-70,000. So you'd be thinking they'd be looking at the tax bracket for people between 37,000 and 87,000 might be on the table, or even the sort of 87,000 to 180,000 tax bracket. So you might expect to see some movement in those brackets if the government wants to cut tax rates for middle income earners.
Okay, so if that is, and again, it's a little bit of speculation, but if let's assume that that's what is going to be happening, this would be a good... obviously, if you're underneath that, you'd be thinking, what about me? But I guess, would there be any bad side to this other than that?
Well, the sort of the negative is always what's the impact on the budget bottom line. So the government's currently running a $33 billion deficit. We've been running deficits for a number of years now, and the government said to us, well, look, we're going to be back in surplus by 2021. Obviously, if you start giving tax cuts, that means that the budget's going to take longer to get back its surplus, and ultimately someone's got to pay off the debt, and that's probably going to be young people.
So before we get into that side of it, I guess the flip argument to that would be, well, if people have got more money to spend, they're going to be spending it because they're not donating it to the government in tax, so that'll be out into the economy, you would think, and that would keep the big old wheels of Australia ticking and thus the economy moving, thus that would be a good thing.
Yeah, look, that's always the argument for giving tax cuts, is you do get some economic boost, as you say, but the question is always whether they're affordable, and the government's already running a deficit, whether you think they should be adding that to boost the economy. I think a lot of economists would disagree with that proposition.
Sure. So for those at the other end, so I guess we're talking people who miss out on the tax cut, you feel they're going to have to pick up the slack. What's your thoughts on that, Danielle?
Well, that's right. I mean, so, government spending has to be paid for somehow. So either that means, you pay for it by spending less, which the government seems sort of unable to do, or certainly unable to get any spending cuts through the Senate. It means you increase taxes for other people, which I don't think will happen, or you run a bigger deficit. And then ultimately, it's young Australians that we're going to have to pick up the tab some point in the future.
So obviously no one wants to see a few extra zeros put onto the Commonwealth credit card, but that we just seem to be addicted to doing that. This can't be a good thing.
No, exactly right. I mean, both sides, both major parties say that they're going to run a balanced budget over the economic cycle. By 2021, you're going to have been 12 years of budget deficits, and this sort of threatens to make that an even longer period. So it's absolutely not a good thing.
Yeah, like you said, we've been this way for a while now. Well, we can all remember when the GFC hit, and most of us got that, was it $981 cheque from the government? If you were working, you got that big cheque at the time, and it was fantastic at the time, but it's got to be paid off somewhere, not even mentioning the pink bats.
Yeah, look, that's right. Changes since then haven't particularly helped either. So, this is not sort of one party or the other. I think both sides have failed to deliver on their promises.
Welcome to government, I guess, Danielle. That seems to be what happens. All righty. Well, fingers crossed they can get the balance right. Like you said, you're not all that sure that they seem to be doing that, but thanks for sharing at least your thoughts on that with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Program Director of Budget Policy and Institutions at the Grattan Institute, Danielle Wood. If you're in for a tax cut, it's not all good and roses, is it? 28 past 11.